music from X to get us going this morning for Feed the Resistance from their album called See How We Are. It's 4th of July, and I picked that one on purpose today.
Oh?
Because the 4th of July is right around the corner.
I can't believe it.
So I've got the food, Dee's got the beer, it's time to Feed the Resistance. We are celebrating the 4th of July with the All-American Hot Dog. But before we get to that, we want to welcome a special guest into the studio with us today. Dave Heide is here from Little John's.
Hello,
welcome.
Hello.
How are you doing? So, yeah, I wanted to bring you in particularly on 4th of July weekend because of what you do with Little John's and the good stuff you do for the community with Little John's and the good stuff you do particularly for veterans with Little John's. So why don't you start with just telling me a little bit about the concept of Little John's.
Well, I could take up a full hour. Instead, I'll give you the really quick one, is we take grocery excess and we take that grocery excess and we turn it into accessible food for all, regardless of your means. So not just food for poor people or people who don't have the stuff, the idea is food for all. So everyone can have the same quality of food at Liliana's, whether you have $1,000 in your bank account or $5 in your bank account, you can still feed your family with high quality food. And then through that, we train military veterans how to cook. So we have a $15 an hour paid internship program for 6 months where we teach veterans how to cook. And then after that, we can guarantee them placement at Madison College for free to get their associate's degree in culinary. So we're doing all of that. And then I know...
Which, by the way, let's jump back to Madison College. It's a great culinary program.
It's an amazing culinary program. I went to Le Cordon Bleu. I graduated top of my class. And today, if I would go to Madison College instead. They have an amazing culinary program. They built one of the most beautiful culinary schools, period. And they've got great teachers there who really care. So, man, I would have picked there.
So tell me how this came about that you decided to put this program together for veterans.
Well, I have friends who are veterans. And I think one of the things I saw is that when they came home, they really didn't have a fit in a career path.
Okay.
You think about it, if you're trained to take down a target, which is your main occupation and as a grunt or a Marine, if that's your goal, right? Like, what do you do when you come back? Because there really aren't that many listings for, like, first position sniper in, you know, the classifieds.
So true.
Well, and, you know, so a lot of pathways that a lot of veterans take is with the police department, because at least that's with firearm training.
Yeah.
But the problem is you don't necessarily want Marines as police officers all the time, because their training is to take down a target, and a community officer should really be about pacifying a target and finding the resources for the target, right, first. And that's okay. Not the training. Like, if you're deployed in Afghanistan, your first thing isn't like, let's get a social worker over here to help that person out who's trying to fire at me, right? It's that person's firing at me. If I don't
return fire, then
I'm going to die. Therefore, I have to take down the target first and foremost. Where they're taught to shoot for target training is not to pacify a target, it's to take down a target, right? So I don't know if you guys know this, but fun fact, all kitchens were actually designed, the way we set them up, were actually designed in the 1700s by a chef named Escoffier, and he had been in the French military. And
okay.
He took the military structure that he had and he applied it to kitchens to make them run more efficiently. So since we already have the structure in place, like we have executive chef, chef de cuisine, sous chef, line cook, prep cook, right? You have the same kind of
very similar
in
to
the
military,
right?
Okay.
So people are used to following the higher ups. They're used to leading below. So it's a great fit. And there's also a huge amount of camaraderie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the military, if you've served honestly in any branch, but if you've served in the military, like you can find a brotherhood or a sisterhood anywhere you go in the United States. And it's the same thing with cooking. You know, I'm a chef. I go down to New Orleans. Without even announcing I'm a chef in the room, I've got cooks coming out to like say hi to me or to tour the back kitchen with me. There's this instant sense of camaraderie.
Sure.
And we wanted to be able to give that to the veterans. We had, you know, I have my crappy statistics that we've learned throughout building this. And my one with veterans is that since 1999, we've lost 5,400 troops to active duty combat. And in the same time period, we've lost 158,000 to suicide.
Oh.
Wow.
Jeez.
Right? And so, like, if we don't give resources and means for people who are coming back, who served our country and were willing to die for our country, if we don't give them a way to onboard back into society, like, we're failing them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
So that's why we did it. And I think another thing is, like, we wanted to build up our culinary group in Madison. And what better way than having people who have that, like, knowledge of structure and everything to help build up with real solid people who are choosing culinary as a career and not just as a temp job until they get themselves through college.
Or not just some idiot cooking on the radio.
For sure. For sure. with a McGriddler to cook the hot dog. McGriddler,
exactly. Yep. All right. So what I made today is hot dogs. and if you followed along, you know that A, I have a man crush on Marcus Samuelson.
Yep.
And B, I love the website Food 52.
Yes.
This comes from Food 52.
Okay.
It's called the Yum Dog.
I
stole the recipe from Food 52. It's a hot dog wrapped in bacon with this wonderful slaw over the top of it.
The slaw is wonderful.
The wonderful slaw over the top of it.
The slaw kills it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And there's a
and
sauce.
It's as simple as that. And there's a sauce with, what did I tell you was in it? Because I don't remember.
It's like a sriracha aioli.
Yeah. It's a sriracha aioli. Yeah, what you said.
Aioli. Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
It's mayonnaise with stuff in it.
Yeah. You can call it aioli. It sounds fancy.
It really does. I got the hot dogs from our sponsor. Local Source Foods is where I went for the hot dogs, and they are their own hot dogs, and they are wonderful. You know how when you look at a hot dog, people joke about how they don't know what's in there? This actually looks like a dog that you trust. And I would say that even though they weren't our sponsor, it looks like a good dog, and
100%.
It is a good dog. So what are we pairing this with today, Dee?
Well, since it is 4th of July, we should celebrate this country, and I thought our president as well. So I paired this with the Biden beer from Minocqua Brewing Company. It's a Kolsch, and I really like doing light summer beers with grilling foods because that's kind of how you put it in your brain, right? You fire up the grill, you have a nice light summer beer with you.
While you're grilling.
Right, exactly.
And then another after you're grilling.
Right,
dinner, and then another after dinner.
I mean, technically, you should open the first one as you open the charcoal, but we're not going to get into details here.
All right, so let's give this a taste and see how these go together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's awesome. We should really try and chew as close as we can to the microphone so they can really hear how much crunch there is.
Yeah. And that dog has, like, I believe you said earlier, like a beef stick kind of flavor that's in there. And that goes really well with that Kolsch because there's almost like a spiciness.
Yeah, it tastes like actual meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not what you normally get in a hot dog, which is, I don't know what that is.
You're right. It tastes like meat.
Which is still good, but it actually tastes like meat.
100%. Well, the spiciness and the beer go really well together, like really well. That sriracha aioli and then having that light texture from the beer is great.
And if you don't know much about Minocqua Brewing Company, I highly recommend a little Google search.
They're entertaining guys, and yeah, just a great company.
Yeah, 100%. Wow, this is like super July 4th. Good work, Pat.
Good job, Pat. This is really good.
Thank you very much. You are welcome back anytime. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance, thanks to UW Provision with two locations, the Meat Market in Middleton and Local Source Foods in Sun Prairie, every Friday morning right about this time on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.